The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the hump day edition. I'm doing the Donald Trump double handy. For those watching on the video stream.
That's a great move, Curdy. You do it well.
Very dignified. I look very presidential when I do it.
If I could just get some brick house in the background, man, I think we got ourselves a new music video. Hey, remember those things?
Hey, brick house is my music. Don't go mixing those thoughts saying, with my happy place. Rich. We've got the sound of President Joe Biden. This is a very important week for the nation. Very important. They're all important days and weeks and speeches and public statements for Joe Biden these days. Something of a microscope up his butt, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. Well, let the people be the judge. We've got the sound of the president today addressing the assembled, the 75th anniversary of NATO. If you would. Let's start with Joe Biden. Play for the people. Rich.
Since I took office, we've doubled the number of battle groups in NATO's eastern flank, and the United States has. Finland and Sweden have joined the alliance.
So far, so good. No major gaffes. Sadly, Joe can be something of a gaffe machine. I'm not clear, but let's see how he does. Keep her going, Rich. Play cut two.
This new pledge sends an unmistakable message to the world. That every NATO member is committed to doing their part to keep the alliance strong. We can and will defend every inch of NATO territory, and we'll do it together.
And by contrast, the former president was not a big fan of NATO.
Well, I do have some Trump, not the sound, but the statement on the Foxy News. Even Brian Kilmeade couldn't put him on the rails this morning, but we got a little bit more from Joe Biden. Let's contrast. Joe, off the prompter, play it for the people.
For 75 years, our nations have grown and prospered behind the NATO shield. Today, we're stronger than we've ever been.
Stronger than we've ever been. With NATO, the thing that Trump would try to disband. Now, Trump went on the Foxy News this morning, Dom. And maybe it was on the Fox radio show of Brian Kilmeade. And Kilmeade reportedly tried and failed to redirect Trump's rambling answer to his question about the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. There are people who believe you want to get out of NATO. Is that what you want to do? He'd ask. Trump's answer spanned the course of 4 minutes, Dom. That's a yes or no question, isn't it? No. Yes.
Well, as mentioned, Crudy, you can ask any question you want, but those folks are going to give you the answer that they want.
Well, I'm just pointing out, because I know you'd like to bring us back to Trump and the crazy four-minute answer to a yes or no question. Do you want to withdraw us from NATO? Trump's answer spanned the course of 4 minutes, saw him repeatedly speak over Kilmeade as he railed against China. COVID, President Joe Biden, the stock market, the economy, the cost of living, how economic rates are measured, the election, foreign nation, and sending the U.S. insane asylum occupants. A very straightforward answer on whether or not we should withdraw from NATO, Dom. And the interview arrives as Biden faces calls to resign over a poor debate performance. that raise questions about his ability to run the nation for the next 4 years. And here's how Trump Wednesday answered a yes or no question about his plans for the nation should he return to office in 2024. It's long, Dom. I'm not going to do Trump voice entirely because that would be too much. But a little bit of this. I just want them to pay their bills. We're protecting Europe. They take advantage very badly. Not so much worse. I tell you what, very badly. You look at China. You know, China is terrible. But I straightened them out and we had COVID and I had to focus on other things. And we did an incredible job, which got it back. We saved the country. This country would have gotten into a massive depression if I weren't president. And I gave him a stock market that was higher than pre-COVID when COVID first came in.
No.
And what's he done to the economy is horrible because of inflation. The costs have gone up at a level, I think it's close to 50%, not 20% or 25%. Kill me trying to cut him off. So you're not looking? Apparently he's asking still about NATO. Now I'm not looking to withdraw from NATO. I think it cost us, Trump interrupted. Kilmeade said, to get out of NATO? Still trying to get that yes or no answer. You know they don't include the real cost, okay, Trump continued. When something really goes haywire, like interest rates, they don't include that in their cost of inflation. But what they've done with inflation, what they've done to this country by allowing millions of people, I think 20 million people will be the number by the time this guy gets out, hopefully November 5th. It's going to be the biggest, most important day in the history of our country. I mean, he's continuing like this. It goes on for like 4 minutes, Tom. Now, Kilmeade tried again to interject, but Trump kept up his train of thought because they're sending off their criminals into the United States, not just South America. They're sending all their criminals, Brian, into the United States. We're going to have a problem and we're going to get them out. Yeah, replied Kilmeade. Yeah. But this is what they're doing.
Now, Kilmeade then tried to return to the subject at hand by playing Trump a clip of Biden discussing increased contributions to NATO on Wednesday night. He's taking credit for that, Kilmeade said. Should he? Of course he should, Trump insisted. They're under attack. With me, there was no attack. Everybody felt comfortable. And I took in billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. Stoltenberg, the Secretary General, said Trump did something I didn't think was possible. I took in the money he's spending right now. If I didn't take it in, they wouldn't even have a NATO to fight Russia. It was me that took all the money. But they felt comfortable because, frankly, they were going to be attacked. They knew Russia would never attack as long as I was president. When he became president, of course they're paying right now. They're under attack. If they didn't pay right now, the United States, if they were smart, would say, well, I'm sorry, we can't protect you because they have the money to pay. But he makes a big deal out of it. Think about it. They're under attack. He's such a dumb president, not even believable. Of course they're paying. They don't want to be attacked. They don't. They want to make sure Russia, the United States, stays right behind them. Russia doesn't attack them. But it's real easy to get money when you're at war with Russia.
Is that a yes or a no, sir, on the withdrawing from NATO?
I think that's a yes. That's a yes.
844-967-2789. Good luck as a producer out there in the world trying to cut that down into a soundbite or two. Joe from Madison, as soon as I get there. Joe, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joe.
Well, just to continue on the fine expertise with which Mr. Trump brings to the civic discussion, there's a headline from Yahoo News that says that Trump fumbles repeatedly in terrifying speech at Florida rally, which is a great way to put it. Yesterday he was in Doral, Florida, and he had only 30 lies in 90 minutes. It was kind of an off day for him. And he started by saying there were 700 people there, they approximate, and he was saying it was a crowd of 45,000. So a little bit of a problem with math there.
What? Wait, hang on. 700 people, and he was saying 45,000?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was a bit off. You know, I mean,
I did see a picture from the stage. I'm not defending Trump. I'm not saying it's the largest crowd ever, but it was substantially larger than 700. It was thousands.
Well, and anyway, that was the number that they had in the article. I'm not going to go backwards to tell you. I can't say. Sure. I wasn't there. But he also, during the course of the conversation, described the D.C. Crime rate as being off the charts, terrible. And in the last year, the D.C. crime rate has gone down 30%. It's and that was from the Metropolitan Police Department. But, you know, facts are in short supply, as we know. Facts are in very short supply. I would argue that, you know, if we're going to be having any kind of race at all against Trump and Biden, I would say have them play chess. I think that would be a very good game for them to play.
Wait, slow down. Can we start with checkers?
Yeah,
Trump would want to get kinged immediately. King me. Where's the Supreme Court?
And then I would say that we've just started in terms of the fun and the dynamics, because apparently Trump's ex-wife, Marla Maples, has offered herself up as a VP candidate. So let's imagine the games that could happen with that kind of pairing. So here we go, folks. Hang on to your hats. It's only going to be fun from now on. So see you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Fun.
Now, Marla Maples was the mistress when he was married to Ivana, who he buried at his Bedminster golf course for some sort of weird tax break. She's buried like on the fairway of the golf course. His first wife. And his second wife, who was the mistress while he had the first wife, was Marla Maples, who's now offering her expertise to be the vice president of the United States, which might be offensive to then mistress turned third wife, Melania. Because he's still married to number three right now.
As far as we know.
Now, didn't he also confuse E. Jean Carroll for Marla Maples, then his wife?
He did. He literally, during the testimony or his deposition, pointed at a picture and said, yes, that's my wife.
You know, this is sort of my wedding song, Dom, and the fact that topically it's been dragged into this conversation has kind of wrecked it. My baby will never have the same brick house qualities as she did in the past. Oh, there you go, Dom. Dom, that I'm going to play at your funeral, just so you know. Come back. More Devil's Advocacy. Hump Day Edition. I suspect Mas Tequila. It's flowing now, with or without George Clooney's endorsement. Dom's half a bottle in. You can join us. Be happy. It's the happier happy hour. 844-967-2789. Gotta go home and see my baby.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Radio show going back to the lines, 844-967-2789.
Let me get a few of the text contributions in. There's some good stuff today. Yesterday, I was a little disappointed at the submissions. I'll let you people hear about it. Today, yeah, clever stuff.
Audience loves it when you yell at them, Crudy.
Don't they, though? Both clever and thoughtful submissions today, Dom. I'll share a few. I saw a restaurant in Milwaukee is serving a burger called the Nothing Burger during the RNC. I like that one. We were also talking about perhaps contests of strength, skill, brain power between Trump and Biden, and apparently the gauntlet has been thrown down, a golf match, and Trump's like the world's biggest cheater. So unless somebody is counting Trump's strokes, unless this is, you know, like watching the Masters where there's a camera on the guy at all times, he doesn't get to improve your lie, judge. Oh yes, what are rules? Here are a few others. We had heard, you know, perhaps a foot race, Dom, and here's a contribution from the 920. Joe trips and falls in 20 meters, breaks his hip. Trump falls at 30 meters, dies of a heart attack from KFC poisoning. That's Bill up there in Green Bay. Thanks, Bill. WMDX submission says it'd be like Mr. Burns cheating the entire golf game. Yes, it would. Yeah. Tyler, I didn't quite understand your joke, so I'm going to skip it. Here is a great submission, though. Paul and Bayview. Here is the ultimate old guy contest of strength, skill, speed, and pickleball, of course. Pickleball. Paul, I think you're brilliant. Dom, apparently less so. Anyways, 844-967-2789. A few more. Matt from Germantown. I don't think he'd be a bad president, just don't think he can win now. I don't disagree with you, Matt. Steve from Milwaukee says, it's too late to swap the candidate. Joe will get back up and slap Trump down. It's not too late, sir. He is not even the nominee yet. They don't even have their convention until third week of August. There's still time. You may not want to hear that, but there's still time. I mean, let me point out, the English, and I'm not big fans of the UK, you know, the whole Brexit thing sort of lost a little bit of my confidence, but they pulled off a prime minister election in 2 months or less. The whole thing, all the candidates, start to finish, soup to nuts, 2 months, you can do it. You could do it. You could have a complete primary in less than 2 months. So, sorry, Steve, completely disagree with you. Don't assume I'm yelling just because I disagree. That's more of my daughter's position. Cruton, Dom, Biden should agree to an independent and thorough physical and cognitive examination, announce the results to the voters. Yeah, but Trump would never do the same. But anyways, this would be fair to Joe and to those calling for him to step down. This would help determine whether Joe should stay or should go, and Trump should be challenged to undergo the same independent examinations. Well, but is one guy going to do it if the other guy's not? Keep with the theme. Dom should agree to thorough examination of his heart, liver, gallbladder, and other appropriate body parts to determine whether he should keep drinking copious amounts of tequila or begin living a healthier lifestyle. Oh, like we are also being challenged here. Announce the
you're right. I have you know, actually pondered and considered in light of George Clooney asking the president to drop out of the race. Of course, he was instrumental in starting the Casamigos. That maybe you're right. Maybe I'll have to, you know, go back to Patron.
A little bit more from Steady Eddie, and we'll get back to the phones in a minute here. 844-967-2789. It's a phone line. It's a text line, and Steady Eddie used the text feature. So a little bit more. He's said, Dom, you should undergo medical examination to determine, you know, just how bad this daily drinking is for a man's constitution, apparently, and announce the results on the radio and let listeners decide if Dom should keep drinking or stop. Put it to a vote. We the people, Dom. You got it tattooed on your forearm. We the people. Yeah. Decide your drinking habits.
Maybe I drink because of we, the people.
A little bit more. You know, there. It's a long contribution. I, myself, says Steady Eddie, came up with a more creative solution. I announced to my physician, I don't drink anymore, doc. She said, great, I'm proud of you. And then I whispered under my breath, of course, I don't drink any less.
Don't drink any less.
I'm living in glorious denial. Problem solved seems to be a trend in the world. Cheers, Steady Eddie. Well said, sir. Well played. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, real quickly, since it's descended into such nonsense about both of them, and you were talking about, how about a macho thing that they should be into, Mega? And you were talking earlier about who could drive a car, who could ride a bike. Biden has a nice old Corvette, a muscle car, and him and Colin Powell are real into cars. Why doesn't Biden challenge him to a drag race?
Ooh, for pink slips, yeah. Man? A little grease action?
Yeah.
Grease lightning?
We're just going to hammer it down. And, but to whether he should drop out or not, Al Sharpton said it best at the very beginning of this. He drops out and Trump will order a Big Mac and a large order of fries and waltz into the White House.
So, Dick, you think Joe's the only one that can beat Trump? That's what Joe's been saying. You concur?
I'm not clear on his answer.
Dick?
I think Dick's frozen up. Oh, no, he's got all Biden on us. Troy from Mount Horb says, day 13 of telling the people President Biden is a babbling idiot. Well, let's not go that far. And then here's an interesting thought. Lynn from Oconomowoc, a frequent contributor, says, Crudy and Dom, did it ever cross your mind that free association is how MAGA's minds work? You know, the free rambling, free ranging, unconstrained presidential speeches. He's very presidential, that guy. 4 minutes to a yes or no answer. Should we withdraw from NATO?
Grandpa Simpson yelling at the clouds. That's what that is.
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Dom will be yelling at somebody, I feel quite confident. Could be you. Dial him up. 844-967-2789. Oh, Rich, I just noticed your shirt. Beer is good.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
It ain't no joke. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the hump day happier happy hour. Dom's half a bottle of tequila deep already, I suspect. Oh, man,
you keep talking like that. You got our audience all concerned about me, Crude. Come on, a half a bottle, dude? I'm not you with a rum, dude. Take a 175 and a 2 liter. I won't see you for 4 hours.
Yeah, but I usually don't start while I'm on the air. I usually wait until immediately after and then, you know, just try
Why?
To forget the last 3 hours I've spent with you. Blackout seems the only appropriate destination.
It's going to be a whole lot more next week, man.
Drinking?
Whole lot more togetherness. We'll be together.
Hence, more drinking? For one of us, that means I'll be drinking more, and probably, theoretically, it means you'll be drinking less.
Perhaps.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
844-967-2789. That's right. We'll be broadcasting live from outside the DNC. And if you drink too much beer, what happens, Dom?
You have to pee in the tent?
That's what happens. In. We're on the outside peeing in. Just for clarity's sake.
Oh, okay. So I'm not in the tent peeing in the tent. I'm outside the tent peeing in the tent.
Please. We prefer it that way. 844. I do, at least. I'm only speaking for myself.
You know, I got to be honest, man. I'm not a big camper. I don't go and sleep in the tents and all that.
Well, flip-flops, not the greatest wear. And I got to tell you, if you're outdoor peeing in flip-flops, you're going to feel some rain.
It's amazing, man. When they say it goes everywhere, it really does.
844-967-2789. Chris,
that's
from...
why Curry has to sit down to pee. Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate. What do you got for
us? Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Like you guys need a counselor. I have some.
Do you know a good one, Chris?
What's that?
Do you know a good counselor? I don't have insurance, but, you know, I'm willing to trade favors from Dom.
I have a counselor who is right across the street from me. I could talk to her. She's my neighbor.
I never take good advice. Don't worry about it. Thanks.
Okay. Well, let's take some of this advice. I wanted to just call and tell you about some movies that are on Tubi that I think people might be interested in looking at, and I hope they'll look at them. There's a few documentaries out there that I've looked at that are really interesting. There's one called The Game Is Up. These are all free on Tubi. It's called The Game Is Up, Disillusioned Trump Voters Tell Their Stories. Very interesting. Bad Faith is another one that's about the Trump administration and Christian nationalism. Another one is Unfit, the Psychology of Donald Trump. And then there's a fourth one, The Accidental President. And that examines the circumstances of Trump in the 2016 election and what got him elected. They're all really eye-opening. There's a whole bunch more out there, but they're all free. And I really think that, you know, it would be helpful for people to watch them. There's a lot of information in them. And a lot of it is from people that surrounded Trump himself. These are Trump's people.
Yeah,
so you know, I think that it's really important for people to watch it, particularly Trump voters. I think they should watch the one that has former Trump voters and people that actually worked really closely. There's one girl that worked very closely on his campaign. A lot of good information in there.
So Chris, the accidental president, I'm curious, what was your takeaway from that, the accidental president?
Well, the accidental president, what my takeaway from that was that he is using a lot of techniques that Hitler used. That was my takeaway from that one, and they were showing that very clearly. A lot of the techniques that he is using are very frightening. The waiting for 7 hours, like when he has people waiting, that really makes them buy into him. When people stand there and wait, it makes them buy into him even more because they're really committed. They've been there. They've waited. There's a lot of little subtle things that he is doing that are really taken right out of Hitler's book, literally. His wife said he used to study this, his first wife. And he is using many of the techniques that Hitler used and many techniques used by autocrats. And I really hope people watch it because he is duping people, particularly his followers. He doesn't care about them at all.
Well, he tells them that. He doesn't care about you. He just wants your vote, Chris. I mean, he can't be more clear. He's been pilfering from them, stealing from them, lying to them to get their money. The grift is grand. Thanks for the call, Chris.
I do believe Ivana accused Trump of keeping Mein Kampf on the bedside stand. What I would say, though, is I don't believe he ever read deeply. I think most of what he learned came from Roy Cohn. That was his mentor, effectively, the guy that was Joe McCarthy's attack dog. And that's who Trump learned from. And then Trump eventually, as you would expect, abandoned him at the end of his life. Because that's what Trump does. There's no reciprocated loyalty.
There is. It happens every single time to everyone. And all of them will find out sooner or later.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, what we have to run against is the Republican Party platform. Maggie was talking a little bit about it today. That it's just a Christian nationalist plan. And with these Christian nationalists, especially those who have taken an oath of office, they should be actually rejecting this Christian nationalist plan because in our Constitution is woven in no religious tests in this country, period. It doesn't mean that, you know, different denominations of Christian. It means no religious tests at all, depending on, and even atheists are supposed to be welcome in this country, as some of our founders were actually accused of being. I mean, how often, you know, Thomas Paine was actually declared an atheist by some of the more radical, you know, by some people that he disagreed with him, what he penned back in the day. I mean, it is just...
Yeah, and my response is, yeah, and? You know what I mean? So what? I'm an atheist, Mark. I know it's not the times as it was then. These are different times and all that. But yeah, so what? I mean, everyone's an atheist to some degree. In fact, you're an atheist to every other religion and God in which you do not believe, except yours. So everyone's an atheist. I just take mine, Mark, one God further.
Yeah, it's just sad that these people do not recognize we have been this strong because we have been a secular democracy. And haven't had the religious wars internally that other nations have had, but you know this will crank out, and they'll be hunting down gay people and women who have had abortions, and who knows, next they'll be declaring Catholics are worshiping the Antichrist and the Pope again, like they did in the Protestants did back in the 80s.
Come on, Mark. You know, as a non-believer, did it cross any of those believers that maybe Trump was the Antichrist? You know what I mean? I've seen The Omen. You know. I mean, maybe it's Trump. Is that a possibility? I mean, some of these folks say, oh, the Antichrist is living with us now. Yeah, you're going to vote for him.
Well, wasn't in the whole thing in the whole Left Behind thing that was the Russian leader that was the Antichrist? That I never read Tim LaHaye's nonsense book based on Revelations, but that supposedly was the Russians that were the forces of the Antichrist back in that time.
Funny how that worked. Those evil communists. You know, it's everybody else. Never the guy that you are putting on a pedestal who's been adjudicated as a rapist and a fraudster, who's been had to give money, pay money for Trump University and fined by the state of New York $500 million. Yeah, that's our guy. He's a, you know, God works in mysterious ways. You know, I can't. I won't even go there, Mark. Thanks for the call, buddy.
If the rapture comes, I feel confident you and I will still be here doing this fine radio show each day between 3 and 6 p.m. because you won't make the cut, and I am guilty by my association with you.
If the rapture comes, hopefully it'll come before next week. But given the fact that these, you know, the those that claim to be as faithful as that would worship and put into power a guy like Donald Trump, I think they'll still be here with us, man. And if paradise awaits, you know, who am I to stop you?
If the rapture comes, Trump's not going to lose a single vote.
844-967-2789. Thank you, Mark. I did. Last night I found it. The 2024 GOP platform, Make America Great Again, exclamation point. My understanding, Trump was very, very involved, man, in this. He is shaping this formerly grand old party into the Make Attorneys Get Attorneys party. And so when I looked at this, and it's not long, it's only 16 pages. You know, the first two pages are pretty blank. So if this was a homework assignment, he'd probably get docked for that. But I did a little word search, and my word search was religion. Don't you wonder what do they say in this platform about religion? Well, here is what I found. They made a list of 20 promises, and we'll get to the 20 promises, but here is the one including religion. Number 7, the promise, and these are in all caps, so you know that's how important they are. Defending our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our fundamental freedoms, including freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and the right to keep and bear arms. Oh, okay. Here we go. Another one. Number 8, freedom to pray. Republicans will champion the First Amendment right to pray and read the Bible in school and stand up to those who violate the religious freedoms of American students.
Yeah, that's what I hear the kids talking about all the time. God, if we only had more time to pray.
God. A little bit more. Here's one. Number 3, and then what is this under? This is chapter 9, government of and by and for the people. And yet here's the Republicans will defend religious liberty. Religious liberty. We are the defenders of the First Amendment right to religious liberty. It protects the right not only to worship. Now, I'll mind you, there's random capital letters like worship and right and religious liberty.
Like these are the important words, sort of all cap style, like Trump does.
Oh, not even all caps, just first letter caps. He's not yelling at us, but he's, you know, inappropriately assigning cap letters. So you know
I do Trump that sometimes. I've done that in my own writings.
Don't ever do that, man. Mr. Alden Hoven would flunk you in Xavier English. Anyway, I continue. We, according to the Republicans, are the defenders of the First Amendment right to religious liberty. It protects the right not only to worship according to the dictates of conscience, but also to act in accordance with those beliefs, not in just places of worship, but in everyday life. Our ranks include men and women from every faith and tradition. We respect the right of every American to follow his or her deeply held beliefs.
As long as you're white Christian males.
To protect religious liberty, Republicans support a new federal task force on fighting anti-Christian bias that will investigate all forms of illegal discrimination, harassment, and persecution against Christians in America.
Dom, I remember after 9/11, dude, the anti-Muslim sentiment was thick. In fact, Ted Cruz, Republican senator, you recall, ran for president against Trump. We went to an event in Dane, Wisconsin, and I sat in the front row, red sweater, red hat, can't miss my ass. Eventually, yes, he gave me the shut the bleep up hand right in my face, like, you shut up. He's covering my camera. Don't talk anymore. Because the questions I was asking the man was the Muslim patrols that he was advocating for as a presidential platform. Domestically, I said, who's going to entertain these? Who's doing the patrols, sir? Will that be the federal government or the state or the local government trampling on the rights of other people's religious freedoms? Which will it be, Senator?
If you just shut the F up, I'd appreciate it.
such a swarmy guy.
Well, but this is what they want, of course. The persecution of Christians against Christians in America. I mean, honestly, when are white Christian men going to catch a break in this country? But thankfully, if Donald Trump gets elected, they're going to form a new federal task force to fight anti-Christian bias. So we have that to look forward to.
Blue ribbon panel. I feel quite confident they'll do nothing but uphold all the teachings of Jesus Christ. You know, like be nice to the immigrants and the poor and the meek, rise them up. I'm sure Donald Trump will be washing people's feet. You know, in the Christ-like fashion.
Rape women, commit fraud, lie, adultery. But, you know, hey, as they say, aren't they, because I'm not putting myself in this, aren't they all sinners? All you got to do is ask for forgiveness at the right time, and you're good to go.
Dom, I hear Trump almost never mixes his linens and his wool cloths. You know, he's keeping it all straight in the mind of the Lord. Yeah. More Devil's Advocates.
Enjoy the shrimp.
God bless us all, except for Dom. He's burning in hell. More show on the other side. 844-96-PARTY.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
For listening to the Devil Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the line, talk, or text 844-967-2789.
After sitting on hold for 3 weeks to a month, we're going to break the embargo, Dom.
Uh-oh.
CJ, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. How you doing, man?
I don't believe he's even here. He's just monitoring. Hello, CJ. Hey, there he is. All right.
Did you have a nice Independence Day, CJ?
I did. How about yourself?
I went up north, awesome, and I saw a flyover
before the parade. It was awesome.
What parade did you go to?
Minocqua.
I went to the one in Watoma.
Manitowoc Waters.
It was beautiful up there. Yeah,
saw lots of MAGA politicians marching around in the parade that I attended. Did you see some of your faithful marching around in the parade in Minocqua, Manitowoc Waters?
There's a lot of red up there, my friend. A lot of red hats. You know, I just kind of had fun listening to you today, I must say. And, you know, I don't know why you took my call today, but probably because you weren't talking about anything real serious. But I'd love to see those two guys at the next debate do a drinking game while they're debating.
Yes,
I'm done with that.
Trump doesn't drink, though. And neither does Biden, technically. Neither man drinks.
Well, you know, it would be kind of fun for the first time, then let them go.
Get them hammered drunk on national television. Do you remember the WKRP episode where Dr. Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap did like the drunk driving with the sheriff, and they did shots every 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, and Venus went under the table and Dr. Johnny Fever got like sharper?
Yeah, you got,
that's how Dom does it. Normal. I'm Venus and he's Dr. Johnny Fever.
Well, the next debate, maybe. I was going to offer my services since I will be down there at Pfizer Forum. You might as well have a real conservative on your panel. So
do you know
of
any?
I'm offering for free or as much as you pay Dom to sit in on your panel and actually talk about conservatism at the Pfizer Forum.
Yes.
Conservatism.
But who would you bring to speak on behalf of conservatism? Because all I hear you speak on behalf of is MAGAism. And it's slightly different in my eyes. One is the cult-like worship of a singular man, and the other one is sort of this greater principle of, you know, not letting things move too quickly and sort of keeping the tax rates low. And I don't see you as like a tax-cut Republican, more of a MAGA guy, CJ.
Well, I believe in the tax cut that Civic Radio took to expand their radio stations, because I know you guys used the Trump tax cuts, didn't you, Crudy?
There were no Trump tax cuts that benefited Civic Media, to the best of my knowledge. There were specifically when I owned a radio station, I used PPP money to keep my payroll intact, and we were considered a can't miss essential. An essential business. And it was very difficult, man, because there weren't bars, there weren't restaurants open, there weren't a lot of where we would normally seek to do live events or get advertising. So I use PPP money, and I've readily admitted that. Civic Media, specifically in the state of Wisconsin, this is also federal dollars passing through from Joe Biden. Civic Media, I believe, applied for and received a few Main Street bounce back grants because, and I was the guy at the time that was signing real estate leases on Main Streets, so many of our locations are right in the heart of a town. But that's purposeful. That was strategic. And the owner of Civic Media, Sage Weil, gave me the license, but we weren't doing that over $10,000 grants. But there were towns. I'm going to give you one last story and tell you why I think this was very innovative from Tony Evers in contrast to, let's say, Foxconn from Walker and Trump. When we went to, what's that little town, Lake Eyre, we've got the radio station there, 1260 AM. Little town in northwestern Wisconsin. They had granted 35 bounce back grants in that town. When I went to that little town to try and find real estate for a radio station, we ended up at a strip mall because everything on Main Street had been rented. That $10,000 kicker from the state of Wisconsin was enough incentive for a lot of little mom and pop businesses to get out and do it on their own. CJ, that is some of the most innovative investment in small businesses spread widely that I've seen. Now compare it with Foxconn. Tell me all about the great eighth wonder of the world we got going on. That was your guy's idea, wasn't it?
It was a great idea, and Foxconn didn't hold up their end of the bargain. But
your guy got boonswoggled.
That's a beautiful thing.
But come on, man. Thing, they were lying to us from day one.
Your guy wants to raise corporate taxes from 21
to 29. Yes, they need to be raised. That's not even enough. I want them raised twice that high.
People are going to drive. It's going to drive businesses. People who have money are going to take it out of the country again.
Go Galt on us, CJ.
So see you later, businesses.
Boy, that was worth the wait, CJ. nearly a month for that.
I want my last 3 minutes back, please.
And
we got Jake from Eureka holding, and we can't even get to him. How much time we got?
Let's take Jake.
You got 30 seconds, man. No.
Jake, go, 30 seconds, go.
Hey, real quick. So Marco Rubio as the vice presidential candidate, before Trump gives him that job, is Rubio going to have to hold a press conference where he retracts his statement about Donald Trump's very small hands?
Only if it were not true. Can't be sued for defamation. Thank you, Scott Ross, our fire tweeting buddy. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Rich, for producing. And you should have screened CJ. Damn it.
That was your fault, Curtis. Thank you.